Okay, so get this. A future powered by wind and sun and even like recycled CO2.
Wow.
That's not sci-fi. It's what TUM Campus Straubing in Germany is all about with their Master of Science in Sustainable Energy and Processes.
Oh, very cool.
We're going to take a deep dive into their curriculum today. Think of it like peeking behind the curtain to see what it takes to become a leader in the sustainable energy revolution.
It's a really fascinating program,
Yeah.
packed with the kind of skills that'll make you a key player in building a greener future.
So if you're thinking about a career shift, just curious about green tech or love learning about cutting-edge stuff, this deep dive is for you. Let's unpack what this program is all about.
So at its core, this program seamlessly blends the principles of renewable energy with super advanced technologies. It's not just about understanding the concepts.
Right.
It's about giving students the tools to design, implement, and optimize real-world solutions.
Okay, so it's not just theory.
Exactly.
It's about getting your hands dirty. And I heard applications are open until May 31st.
Absolutely. So if this sounds like your kind of thing, you still have time to jump on board.
Okay, now let's get into the good stuff. What are the main areas this program focuses on?
Well, they dive deep into renewable energy resources, really getting into the nitty-gritty of harnessing wind, solar, and bioenergy. But they take a really holistic view. They understand that achieving true sustainability means looking at the big picture, not just individual pieces.
So it's not just about slapping up some solar panels and calling it a day.
Exactly. They also emphasize the circular economy and innovative recycling techniques. It's all about maximizing resource efficiency and minimizing waste.
I see. So they're training students to think about the entire life cycle of materials and energy.
Precisely. And that's not all. They also explore some pretty mind-blowing future technologies, tackling things like hydrogen as a fuel source, finding ways to actually utilize captured carbon dioxide, and developing alternative fuels that could revolutionize the energy industry.
It's like they're giving students a front row seat to the future of energy.
Exactly. And to do that, they've created a program that's uniquely interdisciplinary. It's not just about engineering, although that's a huge component, making up about five-fifths of the focus. They also weave in elements of business management, economics, material science, biotechnology, and chemistry.
Wow, that's a lot to juggle.
It is. But that's what makes this program so special. They understand that to create lasting change in a field as complex as sustainable energy, you need a broad skill set. You need technical chops, of course, but you also need to understand the business side of things, the economic realities, and how different scientific disciplines can work together to achieve a common goal.
So it's like they're creating well-rounded sustainability ninjas.
That's a great way to put it.
Now, before we get lost in the curriculum, you mentioned earlier that the program offers consultation.
Yes, they do. For anyone who's intrigued and wants to learn more, they have both in-person and online options. If you prefer face-to-face, you can meet with Andrea Dietl, the program manager, every Thursday from 9 to 11 a.m. Her office is in building PG5, room 3503.EG.006.
And for those of us who are geographically challenged, there are also online consultations via Zoom.
That's right. Every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m., we'll make sure to include the Zoom ID and password in the show notes so you can easily join in.
Perfect. Okay, so let's crack open this curriculum and see what's inside. I'm particularly curious about the compulsory modules. Some of the titles are super intriguing.
Yes, there are eight compulsory modules in total, laying the foundation for a strong understanding of the core concepts.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? Give us a taste of what students can expect.
Well, one that really caught my eye is mechanical processing of biogenic materials. We're talking about taking bio-based materials and finding innovative ways to process and utilize them for energy production.
So this is where they learn how to turn, say, agricultural waste into fuel.
It's about finding ways to transform what we often consider waste into valuable resources.
That's super cool. And then there's conceptual design of fluid separation. I have to admit, that one sounds a little like magic to me.
It's definitely a critical area in very sustainable processes. Think about purifying water or extracting valuable components from biofuels. Fluid separation techniques are all about precision and innovation, finding ways to separate different components in a way that's both efficient and sustainable.
Okay, I'm starting to see how these compulsory modules really build a solid foundation, but I'm also curious about the electives. Do students get to specialize in areas that particularly interest them?
Absolutely. They have a range of technical electives to choose from, allowing them to really delve into areas that spark their passion.
Okay, give us some examples. What are some of the coolest electives they can choose from?
Well, one that's always in high demand is production of renewable fuels. Everyone wants to know how we can move away from fossil fuels, and this module really gets into the nuts and bolts of developing sustainable and cost-effective ways to produce biofuels, hydrogen, and other renewable alternatives.
That sounds incredibly relevant to everything that's happening in the world right now. What else?
Well, there's electrobiotechnology, which merges biology and electrical engineering to create all sorts of fascinating possibilities.
Really, what does that even mean?
Imagine harnessing the power of living organisms to generate electricity or using electrical currents to control biological processes. It's a rapidly evolving field with huge potential for sustainable solutions.
That's mind-blowing. Okay, I need to hear more about this. What else is on the menu?
Well, there's sustainable energy materials, which delves into the properties of materials that are essential for renewable energy technologies. Think about solar panels, wind turbines, batteries.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about efficiency. It's about finding materials that are durable, environmentally friendly, and can be sourced and produced sustainably.
So it's like looking at the entire life cycle of these materials from cradle to grave.
Exactly. And then there's carbon capture, storage, and utilization. We talked earlier about using CO2 as a resource, and this module explores that concept in depth. It's not just about reducing emissions, it's about finding ways to actually capture that carbon and turn it into something useful.
So instead of just burying it underground, we could be using it to create valuable products.
That's the idea. It's a game changer in terms of how we think about carbon emissions.
Okay, so these electives are all about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely. And of course, there's the classic biogas technology module, which teaches students how to turn organic waste into biogas, a renewable source of energy.
That's a classic for a reason. I mean, who doesn't love the idea of turning trash into treasure?
It's a great example of the circular economy in action.
Okay, so we've got these fascinating compulsory modules, a whole buffet of electives to choose from, but what about the research component? I know students have to do a master's thesis, but how does that work within this program?
Well, there are actually three modules that specifically prepare students for their thesis work. The Energy and Process Engineering Project, the Energy and Processes Research Lab, and the Research Internship.
So it's not just about writing a paper, it's about getting real-world research experience.
Exactly. These modules give students the opportunity to work on real research projects, either within the university or in collaboration with industry partners. They learn how to formulate research questions, design and execute their own projects, and then analyze and communicate their findings.
So they're not just learning about research, they're actually doing research.
Precisely. And that's invaluable experience for anyone considering a career in academia or research-intensive industries.
It also helps them develop those critical thinking skills, learning how to analyze information, solve problems, and draw their own conclusions.
Exactly. And those skills are transferable to any career path.
This is all so fascinating, but I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
You're right. There's still so much more to explore about this program and the exciting world of sustainable energy.
I know we haven't even touched on the potential career pathways this program opens up, and I'm dying to dive deeper into those specific module examples. But for now, I think we'll have to leave our listeners on a bit of a cliffhanger.
I'm sure they'll be back for part two, eager to learn more about the incredible opportunities this program offers.